Hi there, this is Scarlett from thescarletmistress.com, and I just wanted to share a little story from my recent travels. So, who knew that most of the streets of Spain would be made of cobblestone? It certainly wasn't a thought in my mind as I was packing for my holiday. My black leather heels and my cork wedges, both very generous gifts from my favorite pet. Well, they just didn't love the figuratively curvy walkways throughout the city. As I wandered down the tiny winding alleyways, my heels, well, they would make quite a lovely click-clack sound off of the ancient walls, and pretty quickly I did get used to the uneven feeling beneath my feet. But one night, I was headed towards this cute little tapas and wine place in Barcelona, teetering along in a tight skirt and a flowy, loose blouse, and, well, one of the terracotta steps caught my heel, and it started to waver, but I caught myself right on the arm of a very well-dressed man. Oh, he was in a suit and a tie, and he had shiny black Italian leather shoes on. Just the things that I notice. His hands came up firmly to grab my shoulders, and he held me in place, ensuring my safety. You know, we shared this brief moment, and he leaned into me, and he said, "Guapa." I shook my head slightly from side to side, like to let him know that I didn't speak much Spanish. So he leaned in a little closer and he whispered into my ear, "Eres hermosa." I can still remember his voice vibrating against my earlobe. Well, then he took his hands off my shoulders and he just turned and walked in the opposite direction. I wanted to call out to him and invite him for a cocktail to thank him for being like my hero. But my friends were waiting and honestly, I didn't know how to ask him in Spanish. So later at the bar, I asked my friends, "What did guapa mean?" And do you know they told me that he had called me a complete stranger? Beautiful. It was such a good moment. It made me feel so good. It was just, I don't know, a beautiful moment in a beautiful city. And I will always remember it. I'll always remember him. And I'll always remember to pack sensible shoes. Oh, well, I hope you enjoyed my little story. That was a story from Spain. Maybe I'll share some stories from Italy, although those are a little dirtier. Maybe I'll share some of those stories later. I hope you enjoyed it. Again, this is Scarlett from thescarletmistress.com. I look forward to hearing from you very soon.